traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, what's up, Impulsive Family? If you're watching this, congratulations. You survived 2020. It's been a wild 100-plus episodes of Impulsive, and we wanted to thank you all for your never-ending support and continuing to make us the number one podcast in the world. To celebrate, we pulled together a list of some of the craziest moments we've had this year. Please sit back and enjoy Impulsive's top 20 moments of 2020. I know I said top 20, but that was just for titling purposes. We're starting.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Again, number 16, The Spineless Man.
From up close and in person, it can be detrimental to their defenses.
Bro, for 5 minutes, he's just doing this Russian accent talking about Panzer tanks.
Who's that chick?
That's neither here nor there. Okay. Or really anywhere, to be honest.
I didn't see anything. So he's doing this accent at the bar, and everyone's laughing. The one guy's like, yo, you sound like a drunk Irish man.
The bartender, by the way. The bartenders are involved. Everybody's fucking chilling. I'm on a rampage, dude.
And I'm looking around because I notice, you know, Mike, when he gets excited, he gets a little, like, he wants more people to get involved, which is great. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was great. Everyone was involved except the old PDA couple. And I'm kind of clocking them up for my peripherals, and I see they're getting a little more aggravated. And I know they're the type of people that won't say anything until they explode, until they blow up.
Was it like mid-smooch and they were getting into it?
Yeah, they were making out. By the way, I saw them too. They were being very over PDA. Like, they were full make-out session. Like, even my sister said to me, she was like, keep it going.
It was a little unnecessary, but whatever. They're doing their thing. We're doing our thing. No problem. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And
lips.
So, you know, Mike reaches a point where it's peak Mike is the only way to put it.
I saw a pregnant woman walk by. And I was like, wow, look at that species over there. She's gestating some sort of organism or some complete and utter bullshit.
And, you know? It's like this couple, they had like a countdown. In their heads, they're like, all right, 3, 2, 1. Both of them stood up.
Same time.
Poof! And they're like, what is wrong with you? And the guy's like, you know what, buddy? You're being so loud. And the lady turns to Mike and says an unforgettable line that pretty much set the tone of the entire trip. She turns to him. She looks in the eye. She goes, have you no couth? No class? No class? Mike, without skipping a beat, doesn't hesitate, doesn't break character. He goes, 0. Absolutely none. Not even an ounce. If there was a negative number, that's how much couth I have. And bro, you can imagine, like, that's not the type of response
she was looking
to get.
Or that she was looking for. She was looking for a very specific response, which was, ma'am, I am so sorry about... Excuse me.
She goes, have you no couth? This was the timing of it.
Couth.
Have you no couth? 0. Absolutely not even an ounce. Bro, it was one of my favorite moments of Mike in my life because I've never seen anyone react with that amount of like confidence and calmness. And so the guy gets mad because obviously this is not the reaction. They're looking for an apology or something or some sort of retreat.
Mike. Listen, buddy, you're not the guy I want to do this with. Now, keep in mind, this guy's, I would say, probably late 50s, early 60s. Yeah. He's got a bit of a hunch.
He's also hammered.
He's hammered. He's slurring his speech.
So they go to walk away, and Mike's still on. He's like, I am, you know, there's nothing here for you. I have no couth for you. And the guy comes up to Mike, and he approaches him. Did he grab you on the shoulder?
He got close. He approached me.
He came up to Mike. Mike's sitting down, by the way, and I'm watching this. And I'm right next to him, and I hate the one person standing up, one person sitting down scenario.
It's usually a bad situation for the sitter.
Facts.
So, for the most of this, in this particular circumstance, there was nothing he could have done. He could have dropped him from a fucking airplane. He still would have been problematic.
The guy goes, you don't want to do this with me, buddy.
And at this point,
it was Batman. I got
it was Christian Bale.
I got my feet kicked up, and I thought I'd use my newfound powers. So I look at him and I go, "Sir, before you do this, I have to let you know I'm a professional boxer."
Ooh, you threw that on him.
Yeah, like no, just in that voice. Calm as fuck, and then he turns to me.
And what came out of the man's mouth next?
Oh no!
Will be written about by scholars for years to come. You think my response to the "Have you no couth" question was trickery and sorcery? What this man said next changed the course of time and history.
And humanity?
It created a rift in space-time that then represented the remainder of our evening. 4 hours discussing just this one thing.
Tell me. I go, "Sir, I do have to let you know I am a professional boxer." He turns to me, locks eyes, and he goes, "I just had..." He goes, "I just had spinal surgery."
Oh, and so, and like literally, but like, and so we just both go like this. We go, "Ugh." No, not even like that. But like, how do you respond to that? It's called a classic smoke bomb. We talk about these. We thought we are the masters at smoke bombs. Have you no couth? Zero. Negative integer. Apply it, lady. Smoke bomb. She's just like, "Where am I? What universe is this?"
And he just threw a flashbang.
Concussion grenade. Both me and LP go down to our seats.
I go, "Then what are you, why are you doing this? What are you doing?" So this dude, he just got done telling me, he goes, "I have no spinal column.
I am an exoskeleton."
So we have no idea how to handle this situation. His wife like drags him away. And then we're like, "Yo, did we just get attacked by a Frosty?"
By one of those wavy arm inflatable arm guys that they put outside car dealerships.
Yeah.
Number 15, smashing the Consecos.
My ex-girlfriend's dad. Jose Canseco.
Can I please read this?
Jose Canseco.
The fact that he said the Logan brothers is one of my favorite. I will fight any one of the Logan brothers. Basically saying that there's more than 6 to 10. I'll fight any, in one word, I will fight any one of the Logan brothers.
He's holding a bat. Read the rest.
They have enough for anyone with any type of talent yet or fighting skills is how I would read that. No, that's not what it says, Dylan. I believe what he was going for here.
He skipped words and important participles that I think would have made this a complete sentence.
I'll be happy to translate this. I will fight either of the Paul brothers. They haven't fought anyone with any type of talent yet or fighting skills, is what I believe he meant.
Yeah, he's right. Got it? He's right. I understand because I come from family that speak like this. So I get it.
Pig Latin is first generation.
Like, bro, he knows me. I've spent extensive periods of time at his house. Jose, we've played poker together. We mean Logan brothers. So obviously I couldn't let this slide. What the fuck? It's my ex-girlfriend's dad. I said, "No problem. I love smashing Consecos."
No! Just R.I.P., bro. One of the dirtiest...
God. Oh my God, Logan, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Number 14, Sadhguru's profound life advice.
Life is a combination of two things, a certain amount of time and a certain amount of energy. Time is rolling away. You do something, you don't do something, you're happy, you're unhappy, tick, 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 it's going away for all of us. It doesn't stop for any of us. We cannot say, "Today I didn't use it, let me roll it back." There's no such thing. Time is just rolling away. So the only thing that we can manage is our energy. Our energies we can manage in such a way, either it is, you know, very, makes your life very profound. These are two aspects when it comes to life. One thing is to make your experience of life very profound. Another thing is your activity must be impactful. I think you guys are overly focusing on your activity being impactful, not invested on making your life profound. Because right now you think acid will make you profound, smoke will make you profound. Well, it gives you a facade.
I didn't say that, I asked you.
All
right. Ask the question.
All right. So I'm saying it doesn't make your life profound. In fact, it makes you frivolous. And it is also possible, I'm telling you, During my time, I'm saying when I was in university, 13 of my friends over a period of 7-8 years, 13 of my friends died. Some to drugs, overdosing, some riding motorcycles too wild, you know, not knowing where the limit is, trying to ride like somebody else, all right? You can ride to your limit. You can't do what somebody does. Somebody else may be doing something else. You must ride to your limit. You must know where is your limit and you stay on that edge and see how to push that edge. But you don't try to do what somebody else is doing right now. So like this 13 of my friends in 7-8 years' time, about 4 of them to drugs, remaining 9 of them to motorcycles, they lost their lives. They're all wonderful riders. They rode with me for many years. They're all… It's not like in United States, okay? This is like sitting on a microwave riding in United States. There is nothing. Just put it on a cruise and you sit. This is not like that in India. You're riding, an elephant can be on the road, all right? And you need to be super alert and intuitive to ride at a certain speed. These are good guys, very good at what they're doing. But somebody drinks and drives, you know, rides. Somebody thinks he can smoke and then ride, smoke up and then ride. Like these kind of things. Or somebody, at any cost, he wants to go ahead of somebody, whatever. Essentially, not calibrating your energies right. Those who died, died. Many others, they became accountants, they became lawyers, they became something else. They're all my age now. When I look at them, they're all successful people. They got money, they got wife, they got kids, all this. But no life in them. So this guy's got some life. Let's see how he handles and manages his energy, because time will run anyway, whether you like it or you don't like it. Today gets over, tomorrow happens, tomorrow gets over. It's happening to all of us. So these are the only two ingredients you have, time and energy. What you make out of your energy is the profoundness of your life and also the impact of your work.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Number 13, Jeffree Star is a fine-ass dude.
What is it? Does it have a penis or no? It has a penis, but it identifies as not having a penis.
Seems like a good time to put hand sanitizer on. I don't know, but just...
Hey, could you give me some, yeah, like, sure, a put him in go. His mouth? Hey, open up real
so,
quick.
So, speaking of sniffing shit...
This is a lot of sass, right? There's a lot of sass in that look. I kind of want to see this.
What if I told you that she's worth more... That,
what's what if up, I, everybody? Welcome back this. To my channel.
Oh, she's got
now,
a little...
Now, I've been silent for a very long time. I know that's very rare for me. I've taken a lot of time to do a lot of self...
But I don't understand. She identifies as she?
He
identifies as he.
Well, there is an answer here that doesn't affect you in any way if you just answer it properly. What is the proper answer? Fucking. Someone give me the fucking
see
answer.
See how
here.
Confusing please. It is? It's not hateful. None no, of us hate him Jeffrey, or her Jeffrey, or whatever the fuck he wants you to
they,
be.
Them Jeffree Star, is it a they,
no,
them
he,
thing?
We're not
him.
Doing this
he,
with the they, them. We're not doing this.
No, it's he.
What does he want to be?
He.
I'll call him whatever he wants.
He? Yes.
That's a fine ass dude.
Yes. That's perfect.
As far as dudes go, pretty fine.
Is that all correct?
What are you...
Because
I feel like
why is everybody scared here?
I'm out.
I'm not. I'm just trying to make sure I get it right.
You can't get canceled if you don't know.
What if I told you that he
identifies as she?
Is worth more than Rogan.
From what? For what? What does she do? What does he do?
Makeup.
Makeup.
Dude.
Makeup.
You see how confusing this shit is, bro?
Bro, we listen.
We might need to go to that fucking Zim.
We don't have Netflix specials.
Whoa, I didn't know. I didn't know it was like this.
What?
Wow. Nah. 200 million?
No, those, come on, bro. The same one says Schultz's worth 200
Rogan. Rogan got that.
Bro, Rogan got more.
Yeah,
than
Rogan
that.
Probably got that.
But nah, so what's up? She sells makeup?
He, 200
he
million?
Sells makeup.
You have but to get the pronouns right on this particular
show. Can I say
show.
Something? Can I say something? That to me is branding, right? If you're a he, and you do makeup good enough to be a she, right? Ugly chicks are going to go, well, imagine what I could do with that. So you see what I'm saying? Like, if a dude could become
Do you know how bad it is?
Just imagine it. You're some fucking ugly girl, and you're seeing a guy become a hot girl. You're like, holy shit, that's way further than me becoming a hot girl. Because guy to hot girl is this far, right? Ugly girl to hot girl is this far. You know how far he's got to go?
I feel
he's like... He's a guy. And then sometimes you look at him, and he's like, all right. It's your little fine ass.
I feel like this is okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like this is okay. Like
George, get back here.
Yo, 2020, this is me. I'm like, yo, can I laugh at this? Like, I looked at
you. Why can't you laugh at
it? I don't know.
He's wearing all the makeup he's got. He's trying to trick us. He knows what he's doing. If I wear a Yankee hat, are you like, do you like the Red Sox?
No.
No, you know who I like. Right? I like the fucking Yankees. So he's dressed. Do you know what I mean? He's dressed in a way that makes you go, you like dicks or not, buddy? Like, what's the deal? Like, he is being misleading if he's still a he. I'm wrong.
It'll look at me with that
I'm
shit.
Wrong to walk up. You look like a fine-ass chick.
Right.
I'm wrong to come up to you like, yo.
No. Okay, so let me just pull us back a little bit.
Yeah.
From that person and from...
fuck is going on
no,
over here?
No, because the question you're asking... Listen.
This is so stupid. You walk around with boxing gloves. People are going to assume you're boxing, right? Yes. And you can't be like, whoa, why the fuck you think I'm going boxing? Just tell them we're fucking boxing gloves. It's the stupidest thing ever. And then we got to be upset about that?
The question you're asking is
assuming
a good one.
Assuming gender, 99.9% in life, you're right. 99.9. Literally, I can walk around this room and assume people's gender, and I'm going to be right.
Yeah, but Schulte.
Chick!
But Schulte, that's what...
Dude!
That's what certain people are trying to stop.
Dude! Cat!
Number 12, George spares Hitler.
So you can forgive everybody? I go, absolutely, 100%. He goes, everybody. And I go, yes. And he goes, Hitler comes back to life. You have a chance to kill him right now. Do you kill him? I go, no. He goes, why? He's killed millions. What if he killed your mother? I go, no. I go, because here's the reason why. Hitler, at the end of the day, was such a powerful speaker. So motivating, so strong in his situation. When I look at this man or anybody that's like this man, I don't look at just his flesh. There's demons behind him. And I'm not trying to cast him out. I'm trying to kill the situation that's making him evil. Because if I could get him to be a good person, just imagine the good that this person could do. So what I'm saying is, don't look to your neighbor and judge him and get mad at him and want to crucify him. I'm saying, okay, how? Because Mac's an artist. If he was using his art for bad, I know that he could use his art for good. So instead of listening to the devil like he is, I'm not. Because the devil's going to be in my ear going, fuck Hitler. Look what he did. Fucking murder him.
What
put him on a stake.
Him in
burn him.
What if you got him in 39 prior and he's like, yo, somebody says, yo, in the next 7 years, this dude's going to put down 15 million humans, bro. Are you? And they're like, here's a gun. But here's a pen where you could write a letter to him. You're gonna
take
the pen.
I take the pen and stab him in the fucking
eyes. Stab the living
motherfucking
shit out of that
so
dude.
Quickly.
I would do that. Then I would take the gun.
Yeah.
Mow him down again. Yep. I would run him over with a Daimler Chrysler.
And turn him into a sprinkler.
Hundreds of times until he turned into a.
Chop
them
up
into
little
bits,
dude,
and use it
put
as him
fertilizer.
Coffee ground.
It's Miracle
Mix
Grow.
Mix them together. Put
Nazi
some cream
form.
In. I'm talking about
but
my
you
cum
eat those plants?
As cream.
I wouldn't. You
drink
burn.
It.
Have bad energy.
Piss it out, and then light my
Hitler
puddle of piss
plants.
On
burn
fire.
Vegetables like that aren't coming
anyone
from a good place.
He talked to,
they're
also
non-GMO.
Same thing.
They're
pen
probably
first,
organic.
Gun later. Daimler Chrysler.
They're probably not good.
Drink
for you.
The coffee. Piss him out. Light it on fire.
Yeah.
I would probably just remove his hands or like tie him down a little bit or talk to him for 4 months.
There's a couple people that have come before me that I don't have too much patience for. He just happens to be
he's
him,
one,
Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong. Yeah,
I just want to leave this. This is where I'm going to leave that portion of it out. Because a lot of people say that. They're like, how many times am I going to forgive somebody? Like, how many fucking times am I going to look somebody in the face and be like, bro, you just did that fucking 900 times? I say, if you did a 900, do it 9,000. If you did a 9,000, do it a million times. Because I'll tell you why. Every single one of us, I know for sure, Mike, and I don't know
God
about you,
it.
And I don't know you, but I know that there's so many times that I've done this. God, I know I said I wasn't going to do this anymore, but I'm not going to do this anymore. God, I know we're back again. I know I said this last Tuesday. What I'm saying is, when I meet God face to face, He's going to be like, the way you didn't judge others, the way you forgave others is exactly how I will forgive you.
Well, no, I didn't ask him. I didn't ask you.
But also, you're not Hitler.
That's what I'm getting at. But you mortal sins, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm asking you. Like, we're not asking him to forgive you for taking a Snickers bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The dude sent trainloads of Jews into a gas chamber, bro.
Doesn't matter.
I didn't give life for me to take it. Okay, what if you go to him in the afterlife? You walk up to him.
Satan or God?
To Jesus. Okay. To God, the Holy Trinity, they're all there.
They're all there.
I'm dapping them all up.
And the guy before you, it's like number 7 million, billion, trillion, 826. Come on, it's the guy before you, worked at 7-Eleven, loved his wife. Oh, you did piss in this person's garden, but I'm going to let you in. Come on in. Then it comes to you. He goes, I was God-fearing, respected Jesus, had a great wife by the name of Belle. She was incredible. Didn't kill Hitler.
Dude.
Starts tapping the pen.
Do you know who...
Can I ask you a question, George? There's something that says you didn't kill Hitler. Dude, were you friends with him? Was there something you liked about him? Was it the mustache?
I would say this. Who was the one who found Jesus when he came back? Who was the one? There was 12 disciples, all men. Who was the one that found Jesus when he came back? It was
Peter.
It was a prostitute woman.
Mary.
So wait, what I'm saying is why did Jesus decide to show himself to a prostitute woman to go and relay the news to the 12 men or 11 men that were walking with him?
Got it. But if you told me that Jesus decided to show himself to a person who was gas chambering humans, we'd have a different conversation here. A girl who sold her body for sex, trust me, I'm cool with that.
But back in
anybody's cool with it, it's fucking me. But what I'm saying is, my girlfriend came up to me tomorrow and she was like, hello, Mike. And I'm like, baby, I can't fuck with you anymore. As a matter of fact, just with a scythe, I get a scythe somehow. Just like,
whack.
Bro, I'm sorry. I can't, bro, you cannot be a part of my squad. I'm not saying kick it
with Hitler, but I'm saying don't kill him. What good is that? Listen, I know he killed millions of people, but you killing him is in the same eyes. You took a life away.
It's Hitler, George.
You can't take a life, bro.
He's like the devil. Like if I told you could kill the devil.
I wouldn't. It's not my place. That's God's place. I don't take anybody's life.
What about God's servants that are sent to kill motherfuckers?
That's God's servant. It ain't me. I could talk to you at Trader Joe's if you want to talk about Christ. We could break open a passage, but I ain't taking nobody's life, dude. I will never. You could kill my mother. I'll never take your life. I would rather you live and try to repent so that way me, my mother, and you can make it to heaven.
Number 11, Logan gets emotional.
Logan, does this make you mad?
What?
Just like talking all this negativity on the internet. We talked about this.
Not mad. Like I said, a very strong feeling of despair, okay. of hopelessness almost.
And what about you?
What amplified that for me? Because I said I saw some sad shit that day. There was a young man who came up to me in the airport. He wheeled his wheelchair up to me. Dude had the fucking best energy. He's just like, mate. He was from the UK. He's like, I'm a big fan. My girlfriend's a big fan. Would you mind making a video for her? Her name's Tully. So I made a video for him. We just talked in the airport, had a brief conversation, and this dude smiled at me, just like lit me up. Get on the plane. As I'm deboarding the plane, I see him. Fuck. I'm going to get emotional actually talking about this. Fuck.
Yeah. There's always a Paul brother crying on the show. It's every episode.
Let the man weep.
Oh, no, I love seeing it. I didn't even think he had feelings. This is great.
So I'm getting off the plane, and I see this dude seated towards the front of the plane as everyone's deboarding. And he's waiting there, and I was like, hey, man. He goes, thanks again, Logan. I appreciate it. I go, bro, have a good day. Yeah, it's my pleasure. And I walk past him, and I realize he's waiting for the entire plane to deboard before he gets in his wheelchair and then leaves the plane. And like that made me realize, like, you don't even think about or understand the problems that people are having, and putting your life into perspective. Like I got so much like empathy and respect for him and the way he moves about his life, and mm-hmm. still having like an energy that he had. And it just, like a real sense of like existential hopelessness stemmed from like all this shit. I'm like, I'm crying about it. But yeah, man,
Do you want to know why he's so happy? By the way, he's a perspective expert. When I was in New York City last week with Lana, we went for a quick night. She got done with what she was doing at her job, whatever. She did some feature. And it was 3:30 in the morning. We rolled out. We walked over to Joe's Pizza. And we were walking in. Probably about the same age as that guy, same kind of build, white guy in a wheelchair. Except he wasn't waiting for everyone to deboard a plane. He was sitting outside Joe's Pizza in 26 degree weather with a sheet over him, shooting heroin into his foot. Same. So it's just a perspective thing. Like that guy Logan made that video for, he knows that someone somewhere is suffering immensely worse than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, but yeah, I mean, I saw the effect that it had on him because
if he is moving about his life with the positivity that he has,
yeah.
What the fuck am I going to complain about? Yeah. Some petty bullshit. Like, yo, shut the fuck up, dude. People are always whining about something and it can get so much worse. Like, please just check yourself. Check yourself before you whine about something.
Number 10, James Charles coming out story.
I got caught, you know, like doing the business.
Jerking off?
Yeah. To gay porn.
Okay. Sometimes you just spill it out. No, yeah. We're on this side of the table.
I was like 12 and my dad came in the middle of the night and opened the door. And thank God. Well, so I used to have, I've always been a DIY queen or like interior design queen. Like I said, I used to have two closets in my room. Both of them were like only like the sliding door foot deep closet, right? And I converted one of them into like a little Tumblr desk area with like my iMac that I had saved up for my Tumblr coding days. So I had it like in there. So my dad like walked in and saw me like butt naked, you know, doing it.
Why are you butt naked?
I was like, what? Okay, you know what I mean. Like
butt naked. Like I'm imagining
like pants like, down or like pants
butt naked. Okay, no, pants down. But everything's out.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the like, you need to go to bed. So it's like, okay. So I'd like literally turn off my computer, like flung myself across the room and like just like went to bed, cried myself to sleep, was like scared as fuck. But he couldn't see the computer screen from the doorway. Like the doorway was here and like it was against this wall and the desk was like in the wall. So he couldn't see it. And the next, I was too scared to like touch my computer. So the next day I went to school. And then when I got home, I was still like too scared to do anything. And then of course my parents like, we need to talk about this. And like, can you show us your history? And my dumbass forgot to clear
it.
You
didn't clear it.
No.
I always got to clear it.
I know.
Clear and close your tabs.
I know.
To this day, that's why I was born. Clear history, close tabs. I'm 25, James.
Literally, it's like on my bookmarks on my phone. Like, don't even care anymore. But like, it literally, I was so embarrassed. And like, that's how I got caught. I'm honestly glad that it happened that way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because the conversation was more like, hey, you shouldn't be like on these websites. Like it's really dangerous for you to be doing this. And like also like naked standing in front of your window. Like who knows who could drive by.
But no judgment.
Like we love you. I feel like that was a lot easier than having to be like, hey, mom and dad, I'm gay.
Number 9, Jake Paul gets vulnerable.
I'm 23. And it's like, what do I want out of this life? And like, I just had started having like super like deep thoughts. And then that's when I was like, yo guys, I need to come talk to you. I talked to his friends. That's what it was.
Did that help you?
Yes. Yes. So much. Sorry. I'm getting like a little teary eyed, but, yeah. And then I wake up the next day and like have a phone call like with my lawyers for one of the lawsuits. And I knew that it was going to be like a big L and it, like, I'm just sitting on the phone call for literally like something I did not do. Like it's, and it goes back to like people just like attacking Jake Paul and like wanting to see me fail for literally like fucking nothing. Like, they're suing me for something I didn't do. Like, on God, it's just the most bullshit thing. And I literally had to pay them a lot of fucking money for no reason. And I'm like, it just pisses me the fuck off. And then.
You're good. Take a break.
Yeah, take a breather. We can sit for a second. Why don't you go give your brother a hug before I do? Maybe you could sit on that side with him for a second.
Hey, buddy. No, I just hate it, bro. I'm good. I have thick skin, but it's like, it's just like so annoying. It's like, why am I giving, like, not only did I spend like my time, my effort, my energy, my mom is like
always on,
spending hours of her day when she's retired. Like, she should be fucking, she's in Hawaii on a fucking lawsuit phone call, and they're like, yo, your son has to pay this. Like, it just like so stupid, and like so much time, effort, and energy. And it's like,
it's also compounded, right? By a number of issues, by you're constantly dealing with hate from a certain, especially from a certain sector of the online community.
Yep.
You're dealing with the same thing that your brother did, which was the idea that you have to reinvent yourself to stay relevant, which is a massive pressure.
Yep.
A massive pressure. Not to mention a number of other things that, you know, some the internet knows about and some that they don't. But I, as someone that's 35, looking at you, knowing you, I know for a fact that this is having a massive compound stress on your mind. I know that. And I know that prior to all this, even when you were top of the top, you were already struggling with anxiety.
Yeah.
You've told me since the day I met you, something that we've been able to relate on very well, that you struggle with racing thoughts, the inability to stop that feedback loop, which is the same shit I deal with. And to now see you struggling with all of these other things compounded on top of it, and then to see people dismissing all of it online and saying that you don't fucking know what it's like to struggle is a lot for me to deal with. And I'm not even you.
Yeah.
Number 8, Lele Pons' worst hookup story.
Right? I know what I want, and this guy comes over. I know I didn't like him because I met him one time, and then I was like, I don't like you, but I'm so horny right now. You know, I'm 24, and this is a time, and I haven't had sex in like 6 months.
Right.
Sure.
So, like, come over. You look like a guy that's like good in bed. You have abs and everything. So,
I want to stop you right there. I want to stop. Let's actually stop for a second. It ain't fucking true, okay?
It's not true. That's why I want to get in there.
Okay, go. Okay, sorry.
I'm not done yet. It's not true. Just because you have abs doesn't mean you're good at having sex. I just proved that. So, okay, so this guy comes in, right? He gives me an orchid. I have like 15 in my house, so I just put it next to the 15 orchids I had. And, he comes in and he's just like, I want to cook for you. And I was like, this guy's wanting a fucking relationship.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You know? And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. And he was like, okay, I'm going to put some songs up. And like, I'm like, I like Latin songs. And he's like, I don't really like Latin songs.
Oh, no.
And I was like, flag one.
What?
Strike one.
Yeah.
Right. And then he sees, like, I had a documentary, and then he sees like the thing I have, like I had like a little, I don't know. What do I call it?
Poster?
Yeah, a poster, right? And he was like, oh, you have like OCD or Tourette's? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, can I see you in action?
He did not say that.
And I was like, well, that was strike one. I was like, sorry, I can't really like show you like whatever like that, you know?
Wait, so he's just coming after your disorder like it's some sort of like amusement circus?
I know. And then, well, that was strike one. And then like, I hate, strike two. So he makes me like dinner and I don't like fish, right? So I try to not eat it, but put it in my pocket. But what? Thank God.
What? You did not stuff fish in your
pocket. In my pocket, yeah. So I put fish in my pocket, told him I ate it all, but I was still hungry, obviously. So he makes me pasta. And, you know, it's really weird because, you know, I am from Venezuela and I don't like spicy food. I don't like spicy
that
food.
That is odd.
I don't like spicy food. I don't know why.
He put a ghost pepper in.
this dude just sucks.
And I told him I don't like spicy. He was like, it's a little spicy, you know? And I was like, and I tasted it and it was really spicy. Whatever. I hated it. Anyways, I literally told him, I was like, okay, he was like, what do you like to do like for fun? So I was like showing him a picture of like this thing I did with like the swimming with sharks. And he was talking to me while I was searching it. And he goes, hey. And I was like,
Jesus. Hey, this sounds like a real standout
and
guy.
I go, what the fuck? And he was just like, sorry, I have anger like issues.
What? On the first night, dude? Yo, what?
Strike I think you were on an episode of Punk'd. I'm not done yet. So I'm like, whatever. Like, I go to the bathroom. I drink my tequila because I
You still want to give this a try.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Why would you do this?
Basically, he's great. So, like, I drink some tequila so I can forget everything that just happened. He, like, opens the door. He's like, are you just chugging that tequila?
Oh, no.
He's like, are you an alcoholic? And I was like, no. Like, I just wanted to finish it because it was just laying there. Whatever. I was drunk, finally. And I go, and I'm like, let's just go upstairs and fuck. Right?
Very nice.
Yeah. Yes. Let's just go upstairs and, you know, like, do what we have to do. And he was just like, he goes upstairs. Okay, from 12 to 3, all we did was kiss. I was like, what the fuck? And then I tried to touch him, and he was like, no. And then I was like, okay. And he was like, wait for it. It's going to be worth it. And I was like,
he made you wait? He made
not done yet.
Okay.
He said to me, oh, Lord. Fall asleep, and I'll wake you up when it's up.
What?
And then
this episode of Impulsive is brought to you by Blue Chew, ladies and gentlemen. Never get in this situation again.
I literally go, and I was like, I'm a dumbass, I'm drunk. I was like, okay. So I fall asleep, and then he wakes me up at 2 hours. He's like, it's ready.
Shut the fuck up! This is not a real story. This is not a real story. Lele.
No, I'm not finished, bro.
This is a disaster.
My mom is downstairs. She's like, he's not out yet. Like, it's 5. He wasn't supposed to be here until 5.
It took him 2 hours? It took him 2 hours to get hard?
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. This keeps on going. So he wakes me up. I'm like so tired. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't know if I want this anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, why are you still here? So like he wakes me up and he's just like, I turn around. He doesn't want me to see his penis. So I turn around and you see like small penis go. Oh. It goes like down. He's like, oh, false alarm. Go back to sleep.
Oh, man. So I go back to sleep.
Remember, I'm drunk. So I go back to sleep. 5:30. Finally, he is ready, right? So he wakes me up.
At 5:30 a.m.?
6 now. 6:30 a.m.
Wait, so you made him soft just with a simple glance? She went zing, and that's the power of Lele Bond.
No, she smelled the fish that was in her pocket.
She can turn you off completely.
She smelled the fish.
Yo, it's fucking fish.
Is that trout? That can't be your vagina.
Yeah,
it's trout. It smells like trout, dude.
So what happened was
sorry, fish in my pocket.
He woke me up again, and he was like, we started, and then he was like, how do you like it? And I was like, I mean, I like it like calm, you know, like, or like rough. I don't care. Like, you know, like choke me, whatever. You
know? And she's like, and then he murdered me.
I'm not dead.
He strangled me to death, and I had to revive. My mom revived me.
So there's a difference between like rough and rude. All right. So what happened was that.
He spit on you.
No. He goes, he's like, okay. He goes like, are you enjoying it? And I was like, yeah. Bah! And then I was like,
wait,
and then he's like, are you enjoying? He asked me again. I was like, no. Bah!
Where's he hitting you?
Like here. And
that's aggravated assault.
In your face?
That's aggravated assault.
I mean, I said I liked it rough, you know? And he was like, can I tap you a little bit? I was like, sure. But he was just like, call me your king.
And I was, oh my God.
Call me your king. Dude, you got a 2-inch dick. You got a 2-inch dick that took you 6 hours to get hard. You ain't even the prince. You're a peasant. What the fuck? Call me the king. That's what I'm saying. That's why you don't fuck with dudes with abs. That's why you don't fuck with dudes with abs, yo. Get you a man with a beer belly.
Yeah, his abs like disappeared.
God
like,
dang.
His abs disappeared and he was like, you're my fucking queen, bitch. And I was all right. He's like, you're my peasant. And I was like, all right. And then all of a sudden I start hearing his phone and it's a 365 days soundtrack. You know, though, like the.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
He had a ringtone?
Yeah, like, you know, the one of like, because he was like, I know you, because I told him I like 365 Days, which is like a sex movie, but he wanted to be the guy, apparently, and like put the song in the background. Or whatever.
Of
the song, whatever. And then, whatever. He, let's say, when he finished, I was like, this, whatever.
Yeah. Like in that picture.
Yeah, yeah,
just
like, I was like,
pull back up again.
He literally told me, he was like, was it worth it? I go, sure. And he was like, okay, well, do you want to go out right now and like get something to eat and walk around?
Bitch, it's 7 a.m. Bitch, it's 8 in the morning.
It's 6:32.
It's 7. Well, it's 6:32.
Hey, fam. The sun hasn't come up yet.
Yeah.
No.
So then I realized, maybe this guy's coked out. You know?
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. So there's a lot of the quick explosion. Show me in action. Are you listening to me? No, yeah. Soft dick. Cocaine has a massive effect on sex drive and on erection strength.
Yeah.
I know from experience. I don't do it anymore, but I know from the past. But this guy sounds like a coked out 2-inch dick, abs, fish in pocket, asshole.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Number 7, Logan's sex tape.
Jay texts me. He's like, yo, you sucked a dick.
Yeah.
I text him back. I go, I did? He goes, yeah, man, it's on Twitter. Check Twitter. And so I go on Twitter, Logan Paul is trending. And so, you know, when I see my name trending, I put on my vest. Here we go, my bulletproof vest. I'm like, this is it. What is it this time? Look at the tweets. Logan Paul sucked a dick. Logan Paul dick sucking video leaked. And I'm really scrubbing my memory at this time.
I'm like,
I know I party hard.
Was it like Cancun? When did like 2003? Exactly. Like, what was it?
I told Mike, I go, I'm 99% sure I did not suck a dick, but who knows?
Yeah.
Life, it's well, you, life.
You, I mean, it could have been like a wild ass night the night before.
Anything.
And just... You just deep throat. Exactly. Something, you know?
So Mike comes back to the table and I brief him. I go, Mike, stop. He goes, what? I go, this one's weird. Out of every, this moment right here, we've had a lot of these moments. Like,
I think like three or four of them, always at dinner. Because we talked about this on Barstool Sports afterwards. Always at dinner. Usually when we're traveling, it's happened in multiple other locations. The last time was for his heated remarks on abortion during the KSI lead up. And Mike, I'm trending. And then it's just a race. Like, what do we do? Get the PR team on the line. Get the management on the fucking line. Yep. Everybody come together to try to figure out.
Crisis management.
But this time,
it was a crisis.
There's no T in that word. It was a crisis that we did not cause.
Didn't do any. This was the first time.
Or at least we didn't think.
We didn't think. I was hands off. Mouth on, hands off.
Yes.
But I go, Mike. Nice. I go, Mike, this one's weird. A video of a guy, my doppelganger, who looks like me, sucking a dick. Like, I'll just say, he's getting face fucked upside down. Like, this is the position of millennials. Like, you know how girls are flipping upside down on the bed and hanging off the edge now?
I don't know that he does, though.
I didn't watch it.
No. But I mean, have you ever upside down face fucked a woman before? Do you know what he's talking about?
We'll see.
Okay. What do you mean? What does that mean?
I don't know, dude.
We'll see.
Yeah, no idea.
You can't use "we'll see" to talk about a past event. That's how it works. We'll see. by the way,
is that the best thing that could happen? Where you're kind of like blowing up and you don't have to do anything?
Sort of. I will say I'm. It's cool that I was trending, right? Staying relevant. I just wish it wasn't for having a dick in my mouth. In my alleged mouth. So so Mike's like, don't worry, it'll blow over.
Why does every term have a fucking hidden...
Don't worry, it'll
blow over. I know it sucks, man, but this one's really going to blow over. Trust me, you're really going to come to on this.
He goes, don't
There's
worry.
There's no doubt in my throat.
Isn't the quote like any... publicity, good publicity.
Yeah, but I've come out and said this before. That is so not true.
Yeah.
That is so, this particular
you turned
one,
this one into something good though. Exactly. I felt good from a third party perspective. I was like, that's my boy. You handled that dick sucking real well.
Thanks, bro.
You took it like a champ.
And so, by the way, his doppelbanger in the video. This guy could suck a fucking
really?
Dick.
Yeah, he could go and suck a dick.
I was this close to looking it up. I typed it in and then I put my phone away. I was like, you know what?
I don't have to see this.
2020 is gonna go well for me.
And by the way, I think a lot of people gave a ton of respect to the doppelbanger dude. And this dude was getting his neck javelined.
I do want to
throw a shout out very quickly to the man with the javelin. That was a that was a massive
big old hammer,
massive white penis. That's the kind of penis I'm used to seeing on Blacked Raw, dude.
So check it out.
This was a fucking fire
check
hose,
it out.
Dude. This man had a fucking gargantuan hot dog cock, dude. Go ahead.
I found this guy because I'm gonna skip ahead here for a second, then we'll go back. But
wow,
my first thought was, you know, I gotta interview the guy who sucked the dick for me.
Yeah,
I gotta find him.
Phenomenal idea.
I gotta fucking find him. I managed to find the dude who was delivering, getting his dick sucked. Yes,
who's delegating? And bro,
by the way,
I'm on his page. First off, he does porn. He does gay porn.
Oh, you don't see
that? His dick is not only huge, it's everywhere. It's bro. There's a video of him saying like, "Come fight me, Logan Paul." And he's just like slapping his dick on his thighs. And,
what?
And I'm just like, "What is this?
Oh my!
It's a dark place. It's a dark place for me to be on Twitter." But I knew I had to find the guy who sucked the dick.
Is he coming on Impulsive?
Oh, well.
Hopefully he doesn't do that. Actually, now that I think about it.
Please don't come ejaculate on my show. So I talked to him. I'm like, "Hey, man, like, I gotta find the dude. I gotta find the guy who looks like me." He's like, "Hey, dude, like, we had a real bad breakup. We broke up, and he actually never even wanted to do porn. So he kind of like hates me. But you know, some decisions in life you can't take back." I was like, "You sound like you have some empathy issues, but that sucks." So I couldn't find the guy. I cannot interview the guy, my doppelganger. So, anyways. This happens at dinner. I'm like, "Mike, it's not going to blow over." I refresh. It's at like 5,000 tweets. Sure enough, bro, 300,000 tweets. And so I did what I do best, and that is troll the entire fucking internet. You know, there was two responses. It was one like,
"No, I didn't suck the dick. It wasn't me. Trust me, I'm not gay."
But or just like, you know, fuck, like let's have some fun with this. So I tweeted, you know, 100,000 retweets, not released a full sex tape. James Charles, you're next. To which James tweeted back, "Sorry, bro, I only go for straight guys." Bro, look at the numbers these did.
Wow.
214,000. Like, this is just some good quality internet fun.
Number six, attack of the plate.
Joe Biden, you know, a real contender in the presidential space. Let's see what he had to say today about running for president.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's a.
Fuck! 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 TV!
Bro, he can't speak English!
He can't even speak fucking English!
I'm bleeding from my face.
Oh my God.
I'm bleeding from my face.
What did I say, Logan?
I'm bleeding from my face.
You can't.
My eyes are watering because it hit the bridge of my nose. It's a sensitive spot. I'm bleeding from my nose. This is the most impulsive moment we've had on the podcast. And Joe Biden can't speak English!
Fuck! Do you see what you are doing to our country?
Maybe he just can't read the teleprompter that fast.
He had a fucking aneurysm on live TV. What was that?
What are you doing right now?
I'm screaming in very easy to understand sentences, which that was not. What was that?
I need a tourniquet.
For your head?
I can't see it, but it feels not beautiful.
It's, dude, there's so much blood.
Number five, Mike's lowest moments.
You can do this. If you're watching this and you're like, "Yo, if I get clean tomorrow, Mike, I'm just at zero again. I'm just at the same level as everybody else." Actually, I'm still negative, because when I got clean and I walked out of rehab, I walked out of rehab with a 400 credit score, up to my eyes in fucking debt, because all I had was a computer that I would pawn, unpawn. At that point, it was so bad.
I didn't know this.
Every
I didn't know this, and this is why you are so...
saving money. Yeah. Please, I don't want to end up in a place where I need to pull my computer. I try to save all my money. But like, when you walk out and all of your friends that you went to high school with, they're married and they work for Dell and they have a 401k and they have stock options, and your mom's driving you to NA meetings, and you're 26 or you're 30 or you're 34, and you've never once had any idea about what to do in this on this spinning rock.
Bro, this is crazy. This is fucking crazy,
that was me. That was me, bro.
Oh, my God.
All the way up until probably 29 years old.
Jeez.
Here's what I will say to people watching this that have no clue. That have no clue what they want to do, how they want to do it. Because I was there. I was just there. It was a store. I was just there. I was just at it. Let me give you something. I started trying things. I knew I had something, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know I wanted to be a YouTuber. I didn't have the luxury of knowing what it was, but I knew I had something. And let me tell you this, If you've made it through addiction or mental illness, you have something. Because a lot of people don't. If you are still kicking today, battling those demons, you have something. Because a lot of people didn't wake up today because they couldn't make it. They couldn't cut it, and you fucking did. So you have something, but you might not know what it is.
Number four, Spencer leaves impulsive.
How do I even say this?
Probably with your mouth, probably.
I'm moving to Kauai.
Where's Jeff? Jeff, where's Jeff?
What'd you say?
I just said I'm moving to Kauai.
For what?
I'm still going to be here every Monday, guys. I'm still going to be here every single Monday. I'm flying back every week. I'm moving by myself to Kauai.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about right now? How much acid have you taken in the past
week? A lot. I took a whole tab.
But he's not kidding. What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh?
Yo, it's funny you say that because I'm becoming a fucking racehorse.
I'm a toilet.
Like, what are you saying right now? You're saying things with your fucking stupid lips that aren't making sense. You're moving to an island.
Okay. Let me unpack this.
Weren't you about to move back in here? How did you do
that? I was. I don't want to say a bunch because I have a lot going on with my personal life. Okay. I do. Okay. Hands this is like a deep you. Moment. Okay. I do.
You're moving to Kuwait, you said?
No, yes, stop. Kuwait.
Sorry.
Please.
No, I mean, I don't want to make it too deep because like there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Like I don't want to like reveal all the personal stuff I've been through, like the family shit I've gone through over the last couple weeks. Like it's deep, man. Like it's deep. I went to Kauai for New Year's. And when I was out there, I met a group of people that I really, really fuck with. And I've been in LA for 5 years. And like, dude, this place is like, it's just not motivating me anymore. Like, I feel like spiritually I need something new to like really dive into. And the opportunity opened up to move out there. So I'm going to move out there.
Fuck. Man, yeah. I love you.
And you know, like I opened up to you personally and I was like, shit's going down, bro. Yep. And like, it's, yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel like the end of everything. It's the beginning for me.
For selfish reasons. Fuck that.
I know.
But for you, I love that. I actually do love it. Even when you first said it, I know I was like this, but like, I really love that.
Like it hurts to say. Like,
no, but I love that. Yeah. I love a massive shift in life.
Change is good.
I think it can only spur big things. That's crazy, Spence. When?
Are you joining like a like?
Yeah.
A,
what are you joining the Vibe Tribe?
Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
When are you going, Spence?
Today.
I was shooting at noon. He's got a flight.
What the fuck is going on right now, dude?
Is that why there's suitcases in the house?
Yeah,
Spencer.
Spencer, I'm gonna fucking cry. It's
not... You just said you were gonna be around?
I don't even know why I'm crying.
Spence, bro, fucking. Ow!
If this is your idea of a birthday present, can I return it? Is there a gift receipt?
Spence!
What the fuck just happened, man?
Can we play the rights to Titanic music?
Number three, 6ix9ine explains what jail is like.
All right, so first night you get to jail, what'd that feel like? When you're like, yo, shit, I'm gonna be locked up.
I got locked up at 6 o'clock, right? Rachel, I got locked up at 6 o'clock. That night, I watched a movie on like a Fed phone. Like, they gave me like.
You got some jail phone.
What is a Fed phone?
Not like they gave me like an iPad or whatever, and they said just lay on the rug like and watch a movie. I watched Lone Survivor.
Oh, great fucking movie.
Great.
This is why you gotta ask the great questions.
No, it's a great question.
George.
Question.
I know how to
George, if you're
Where'd you find this guy?
He's Logan's one of Logan's best friends. If you're
LA Fitness. LA Fitness.
And
he came up to me and started doing this shit, the same shit he's doing to you. Yeah. And trust me, he'll convince you to give him his number by the end of this. He's gonna trick you into a friendship. 5 years later, he's gonna be on your podcast. Trust me, don't go down this rabbit hole. I've been doing it.
You
should give me your number.
I do. He's literally gonna go home and say, babe, I did great. They're gonna have me again.
He is. He's crushing it, dude. He really is. He's
texting her right now.
No, you're going to shit your pants because right I go, hey, she goes, should I come? I go, nah, chill. I'm nervous. Pray for me, though.
She prayed. She must have prayed.
I crushed
right?
that.
No, you're doing great,
you're
George.
You're doing great, Georgie.
So we should make a song together. Flip your hat to the back. You're on a roll. Flip your hat to the back.
Oh, no, this is my own brand. See, I'm smart with my marketing.
Oh, smart. I flip it back to
okay,
the front.
Okay, thank you.
No, but yeah, no, first night I got locked up. I watched Lone Survivor. And I was like, I'm definitely snitching, right? and then, no, seriously, I'm
so from
even,
the jump, no, from the yeah, jump, I'm you like, laid down and you were stuffing your pillow. You're like, nah, it ain't gonna be long.
And then last night when
the guy wants to give you a charger for the iPad, you're like, nah, I don't need it.
I'll be done
sir,
in 45
you're at
69%.
I know. I got a live studio audience over here. I'll be here all day.
Number 2, America is racist.
He is face down, handcuffed, being murdered. Once someone is detained, the police job is over. It doesn't matter if he was on a murderous rampage, and we should get into this, and I'm sorry for getting upset. It does not matter. Once the police officer has subdued and detained the criminal, their job is done. That does not give them the right to decide who lives and dies in this fucking country, whether they are black or fucking white. They are not judges, they are not jurors, and they sure as fuck are not executioners. And every day, every week, I have to watch cops deciding that it is their option to carry out execution on American citizens. I do not want this mislabeled. This was not a detainee resisting arrest. This was cold-blooded fucking murder.
Listen closely. One of my biggest learnings from all of this, and I'm embarrassed that it's taken me 25 years to realize this. It is not enough to be not racist. You have to be anti-racist.
Yes.
Condemn those who feign superiority because of the color of their skin. Friends, hold friends accountable. Hold your family accountable. Hold yourself accountable. And most importantly, we must hold our authorities accountable. Police officers, politicians, policymakers. As Killer Mike said, bully the politicians at the voting booth. Mm-hmm. Make your voice heard. Attend a protest. Speak up against injustice. If you're white, if you look like me, use your privilege. And for those who do not think white privilege exists, you are fucking blind. You are delusional and you are part of the problem. I can count on zero hands the amount of times that I have feared for my life at a routine traffic stop. That has never happened. Half of the reason I'm able to get away with some of my hooligan shit I do in my vlogs is because I'm a white kid. I'm confident that I do not have to fear for my life should the cops show up. Acknowledge and weaponize your privilege. I believe we're going to a protest today. You can bet your fucking ass I'll be in the front line. Knowing all this about America, its racially charged background, its inability to truly treat humans as equals, even after 244 years since its inception, we must now work towards finding the solution. And if you are an influencer or a celebrity friend of mine, I hope you are using your platform to continue to spread the message of solidarity and unity. I do not have all the answers, but I know we must now reverse engineer the system as a collective. We must open our eyes and realize that there is only one race, and that is the human race. On behalf of Breonna Taylor, we must change. On behalf of Ahmaud Arbery, we must advance. And on behalf of George Floyd and the hundreds of others who have been unjustly murdered in this country, we must evolve.
Number 1. Mike Tyson takes mushrooms with a pigeon.
I'm making direct eye contact with the shrooms.
Yeah, right as now.
We and do you, tell me about that volume. Talk to me about volume.
Can I get
am
a
I tripping?
Can I get a look? I mean, what? How do we work this exactly?
Mostly stems right here.
Explain to him how much it is.
It's probably
you want to speak
about
here?
8 or maybe 4 grams. Right there.
About 4 grams of dried mushrooms. It's got the gold caps with the blue spots on it. This is a moonshot for the average person. Like this is Mike, you would eat this amount as a daily dose?
I'm just getting ready to shove it down.
Mike, this is a lot of motherfucking mushrooms, Mike. This is like
that's what I'm saying.
There you go.
That's nothing. Tell him I used to do bags, nigga.
This is crazy.
I
can't.
Oh,
we're heating up. Oh, he's gonna be chewing for a sec now.
Oh, he chews it down to a paste.
The pussy people put it on a peanut butter sandwich. It mixes together. You know what I'm saying? But Mike wants all that those little particles stuck in his teeth. You'll be digging a gram out for the next couple hours trying to figure out, yo, there's some stuck in the back there somewhere.
He used to do drugs.
Yep. No, yeah. He goes, no shit.
Yeah, dude, I love pigeons. I have so many pigeons.
Wait, you like pigeons?
Yeah.
Oh, we got one. We got a pigeon for you. This is weird. Why do we have it?
His name is Rocky.
What? How did we not win that award? How did we not win that award?
Look at this really quick when you're done with that. Mike Tyson took 4 grams of mushrooms and is playing with a pigeon on our podcast. Why did the award go to anybody fucking else?
Hey, listen, I have 500 pigeons.
You have that many
That's
pigeons?
A lot. Have you ever done a head count? Like, is it actually 500 pigeons?
No, but
why?
Excuse me?
What, the pigeon?
It's my culture.
Oh my God. Look at this little pigeon in a basket.
So look up Mike Tyson with his pigeon.
I have a bird. You know I have a bird?
What kind?
African gray.
Oh, he talks to you?
Yeah. He's working on it. It's he whistles. He likes to whistle. Mike Tyson and his pigeons.
That is a beautiful bird though.
Yeah, dude, I love birds. Oh, look.
It's a turban.
Oh, you've been a fan of pigeons for some time.
Little boy.
How come you like birds?
Huh?
How come you like birds?
It's just what we do in the neighborhood. It's culture.
Right.
This is fucking fantastic.
And know why you
this
like
is incredible?
Because the coolest, the toughest guys have them. So that's why it was a cool thing to have.
Unreal.
I can't get over this.
Unreal.
This is amazing.
This may be apex. Like this may be summit of the impulse.
I swear to God, we're peaking.
We're peaking, bro.
How come
Mike Tyson wants his pigeon?
What's his shit? It's his pigeon. What's his band on?
No, it's a diaper.
Oh shit, we got a face off here.
That's a beautiful dog.
I thought that was the bird. Bro. Like a Broly, I'm not gonna lie.
So, she got me a diaper.
Where did
you
get this bird from? Please, where did you get this bird from?
Oh, I got it from Joe.
Oh,
hey man, hey, whoa, hey, don't fall. Oh,
he can't fly though.
I know, we just saw.
Evidently,
I like birds that fly.
Thanks for the pigeon. Wow, he went backwards and not up. That's got to be.
He's not bred for flying. He was bred for show.
Yeah.
And he does great at show.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.